I mean, there's been an association that we've mentioned briefly before, talking about male art as one form, and then you also mentioned the apartment concerts or the apartment festivals.
I mean, male art is like a tool. Carpentry is not a hammer. A hammer is a tool of carpentry, right?
Right.
You don't say that a carpenter is a hammer, unless you're speaking metaphorically or something, in which case the metaphor might be useful for some purposes, but most people wouldn't take it as being the definitive way of defining either carpentry or the carpenter. So Neoism is not male art. Many Neoists use male art as a networking and communication medium. But for me, the Neoists who were the most interesting, who were engaged in male art, were people like Blaster L. Ackerman, who died last year, who was of a small minority of male artists who were very trickster-oriented, and who weren't necessarily concerned with doing what many male artists are concerned with doing, which is just creating work that they try to get out there as much as possible to as many people in the world so that their name and address will be spread around, which I don't think is necessarily a reprehensible purpose. I just don't think it's as interesting as other purposes that explore identity politics, for example, more deeply.